This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in on a Reaction Monday, and it is a Victory Monday right here on The Drive, Sports Radio 610, as the Texans, they win a much tighter game against the Raiders, 23-21, win their seventh straight, and now have their third straight 10-win season. So shout out to D'Amico and the crew for that great accomplishment. 10 wins with two more to go. They got a short week to play the L.A. Chargers at SoFi coming up on Saturday. So stay tuned for that. 713-572-4610. The phone lines are open now. You can call up as we open them up on a Monday at 3 o'clock, and we'd like to hear from you. And kind of the talking point that I want to go in on this is, did Sunday's game, did it change your thoughts at all about this team being able to make a run in the playoffs? Did that game yesterday against the Raiders, was that a game that was a bit of a cause to pause for you? Did that change your thought process and thinking? Because understandably, everybody had been riding really high and confident, especially going on after that three-game stretch where they beat the Bills and they beat the Colts on the road and they beat the Chiefs on the road. And then they put 40 on the Cardinals. And then we got D'Amico going off about the standard, about that defense. And you're feeling good about it. And then yesterday, it's a tight one. Against the Raiders, did that change your thought process at all about their potential opportunity to make a playoff run coming up this playoff? 713-572-4610. You, Clint?
No, it didn't. I mean, I knew that if the defense had ever gotten to a pickle like they did against Seattle, obviously this wasn't a 14-0 jump out, but it was giving up a couple of plays. No, I knew that if this defense gives up any amount of points and puts us in a predicament, it's going to be hard for us to weather that storm. Now, it did not change my thoughts at all about a run in the playoffs. I still believe if the defense goes out there and for four games, keeps teams below their average points that they're giving up, then I think this offense is going to be able to protect it, and they're going to do just enough to give you a chance to win with field goals. Now the part that really shakes me is who it was against, right? And, you know, that's the part that surprised the hell out of me, is that it happened against Las Vegas and not.
Did you keep feeling like they were going to pull? They were just going to pull away?
No.
Like, oh, you didn't? Once again, I go and you saw.
No, and you know that's the frustrating thing. Not to get off in the weeds on your question.
No,
watching that game, their defense was on one. Their defense had our number. Their defense were, we could not run the football against them. They were dominating us on the edges. Anytime they wanted to run an outside run play, I don't know why we kept doing it. It was so obvious. I don't know why you keep doing it.
You saw early this is gonna be a tight one.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. 713-572-4610. Steven, we'll let you lead this thing off. Did yesterday's game at all change your thoughts about a potential run they can make in the playoffs? Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, here's my issue, man. I didn't like the Stroud pick or what's the name from Carolina, little short midgets. Anyway, my issue is that CJ is soft, bro, and I don't know when it comes down to it if he can take the team where he needs to take them. And when you let up points like that with the defense, and they had to let up points because you was off the field every three or four plays, you getting off the field, it's ridiculous. But I will say that CJ has shown some things, but I think it's all in his head. And if he can get out his head, we might be all right. That's it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Steven. It's just going to be up and down with CJ every week with guys. And if you feel like he's soft, that some people feel like he did there, that you're gonna think a certain way if whenever the performance doesn't go his way. Like for me personally, I think he air-mailed some throws. I don't think he's soft. I think he – because he's off, because he also ended the game with a hell of a throw to go for his best player to go get it and put it where it needed to get to put. So soft on the field stuff. To me, I didn't feel like as much as this was a deal of, he just wasn't ready for the moment or anything. I think he missed some throws here and there, and I think it's beyond his whatever softness. I'm not surprised, Clint, but this is the biggest concern about this team, is they play games like this. This is how they play their games. Like last week was the anomaly. Like for them to go and put up 40 and they were able to jump on Arizona pretty early. You go down there and you get a big play for Nico, and then immediately they fumble the kickoff. Like, and that's a team that's about ready to turn it in.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think the Raiders may have been in that spot. If you, like, after the pick six, I thought, well, here goes the Raiders. They're about to turn this thing in. But they play games tight like this, and anybody can be in the game, regardless of what you do. The Tennessee Titans can be in the game. The Raiders can be in the game. Depleted teams can be in the game. Generally, they play games like this. And that's what makes you nervous. I've said it for over a month now, Clint. When you play the Texans, despite how dominant their defense can be, you may be in a situation where you just have to make three or four plays throughout the game, and you're right there, or you win the game. And that's what it was yesterday for the Raiders, and they just play games like that to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're, when you're built to minimize risk on offense,
yep,
and you know, the emphasis is on running the ball, the emphasis on making the smart decision. It's not about being aggressive and using tempo and stretching the field and getting your best players' touches. It's more about the system, and it's more about staying ahead of the chains. And it is going to be a tough brand of offensive football to win with moving forward with this particular cast. Right now, I don't think you have the receivers beyond Nico Collins to constantly create separation and give your quarterback opportunities. Right now, I don't know if this is a great fit for CJ Stroud. Right now, you know, I like Woody Marks, but do you have a running back that you can actually accomplish for 17 weeks what you want to accomplish with this particular offense, trying to establish a run week in, week out? And so I don't know, man. I think there's a lot there. Again, this offense leaves a lot to be desired. Pretty much every week with the exception of a few.
Yep.
You know, I mean, sometimes when it's a great game plan and CJ's dealing and you know, we're completing 80% of our passes and things of that nature, it's great. If you get a lesser opponent and you can just torch them, that's great as well. But again, it's when you get bumped up and into a versus a defense that's got a really good game plan, that's taking away, doing their damage to take away Nico, has got some guys up front that can create some chaos and keep you from running the ball consistently, you know, and your quarterback and your play caller have to be the difference makers when you run into some problems.
Yeah. All right, coming up, or as we continue, Brent, our guy Brent, here we go. You jump in, Brent. Did yesterday's performance against the Raiders change your thinking on them being able to make a run in the playoffs?
Oh, man, I think the Texans could still do something with the defense they have. They got to step a few things up, and hopefully the injuries don't hurt. But really, I was trying to chime in on these smaller schools in the playoffs.
What you got? Hit me with it. What you got?
All right, man. So, I mean, my whole family's from Louisiana. You know, I still believe SEC is the best there is in the country. I know you're Arkansas. I feel that. I myself grew up here. I went to University of Houston, big Cougs fan. You know, once upon a time, there was only four schools allowed in the playoffs. And College Game Day came to Houston talking about if they win and they keep winning, they might make that four. And, of course, they choked that up, and they didn't make it. But whenever it expanded to 12, my thought was, hey, at least these other schools might have a chance, at least to get to the dance. But I understand with 12, these power conferences and the big schools, yeah, they might put up a better show than some of these other schools. Hey, James Madison, after they gave up that first score, they looked like they were to come down, get another touchdown, and get something, but they didn't, and then it felt like y'all saw it. But –
come on, man. You gotta give me your point. Now you didn't hijack the segment and just turn it into whatever. You gotta give me your point. Let's go.
I'll cut it short. Here it is. Notre Dame, Duke, any of those other teams, they weren't gonna win the national championship. The thing went to 12 so that more teams had a chance to at least play in the game. I don't think that those other schools were gonna be the national champions. They wouldn't have been in the top four. Why put them in the top 12 if they don't really belong in the championship conversation? That's it.
Here we go. All right, my guy Brent, your thoughts?
Yeah. No. I don't know that I can go that direction of the other teams, but I'm okay with a formula, whether it's 12 or 16 or like you mentioned U of H back in the day, you know, when it was four. I'm okay with a smaller school getting in. The problem is we're 2 years into this 12 team playoff, and we've seen an extreme issue with smaller schools both times, and that can't be the bar that we set with those schools. I think one, getting in, making sure they play in the first round, they got to go on the road and play against a good team, and if they prove they can play, they can play. If not, you go home. I don't have a problem with a skull dragon in the first round of the college football playoffs as much as anybody else.
Yeah. All right. 713-572-4610. Uncle Glenn, jump in with this thing. Did they change your thoughts? Did they change your thoughts about them potentially making a run with that performance against the Raiders yesterday?
Well, before I give my opinion, I would like to welcome Clint, Show, T, you and all y'all's family. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Unc.
Now, I've said this again, and Clint, you're right. I think the Texans need to beg, borrow, and steal next year in the draft and get a running back in the first round instead of getting these broke-down backs and fourth-round and sixth-round picks for backs while they still got Stroud. And I watched the game, and I was wondering why Babuli, Babuli, Babuli was in there instead of British books on some of those passing plays. What's his name? Agumu Wale. Y'all want some beef jerky? Why didn't they have British Brooks in there blocking? And then I'll say this because I know you got other callers. Nick Cayley, brother, you know, there's a man I love by the name of the great George Jones. You know who he is, don't you, Clint?
Possum.
Yeah. No Nick sure. Cayley, I'm going to sing this song and I'm going to get off. I got one more drink, then one more. And then another. And that's what I think O'Kate is doing. I think CJ was probably hitting the sauce. I got to go.
All right, Uncle Glenn.
That, hey, God, I love that, man.
Hey, that would, that, oh, man. Merry that would Christmas, make it, man. That would make it feel much better if he had the sauce. if they were on the sauce, that would make it feel much, much better. But no, man, it was. I think they're just going to be, and I think you made that mention. They're just going to be up and down depending on, you know, how the opponent maybe plays them. And the fear is when they start running into better defenses and better opponents that we may not see as much of the ups at times. And again, like we got a lot to discuss with a clinic in. Like Nico is great. Nico had 4 catches yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, you were talking about it into last week. What happened to Higgins? What happened to anybody else? Like 4 catches yesterday. Like they can. I'm sorry, they can miss me with all of this. Boy, that Raiders, they're a great team. Boy, hey, you never know what's gonna happen. The any given Sunday cliches. No, man, that team just got dog walked by the Eagles. Right, and many other teams ahead of them. Right there, I mean, you're at home, man. It's set up. You should have beat the hell out of that team, and it didn't. And we've seen that game a lot, Ron. Jump on. Go ahead. Your thoughts about the Texans. Did yesterday's game change your thoughts about them potentially making a run in the playoffs?
No, it didn't really change my opinion. I just think they are who they are. They're that team that's kind of like, you know, they're there. They have their moments. But I believe they should have gotten rid of Nick Caley about 6 games ago. To be totally honest with you, I think that his play calling is suspect at best. I think he doesn't have an idea for when they bring the pressure. We have no quick game. They're not using Jalen Noel. Got Christian Kirk out there just, I don't know what he's doing. They need to see what they got in Jalen Noel and just sit Kirk for a while. And then the running back situation, they should have brought British Brooks in for a little bit. I just don't know what the thinking is. I'm still positive, but I just don't know what the thinking is.
Appreciate the call, man. When it does get stale and look bad, it can look really bad. Like when they struggle, they struggle.
Well, this is
offensively.
I mean, it's an adjustment issue, guys. When you go into a game, regardless of how good the defense is or isn't, when you go into the game and, you know, your game plan is spot on, right? Everything you thought was going to happen happens, and you're getting the looks you thought you were going to get, and so the quarterback is dialed in, the wide receivers are dialed in, the O-line is communicating well, they're dialed in because you've been working on everything that you've seen all week long in practice is exactly how this thing is unfolding, right? Those games, the Texans are going to be damn near impossible to beat. The truth of the matter is when you change your game plan the way the Texans do, every damn week, you're not going to consistently be right and be nails and have a great game plan every single week. You're not going to do that no matter what you do, but you're not going to have a great game plan, right? And the problem is when you bump up against a team, it's like, all right, boy, this is messy. This is muddy. This is not what we expected. What are we going to do? That's when you have the long lulls. It's the adjustments, whether it's the pressure, a bunch of guys at the line of scrimmage, and we don't know exactly how we're going to pick it up. We don't know who's coming, who's not coming, because we don't have any mechanisms in the offense. We don't even have the little, you know how every team in America right now takes the running back next to the quarterback, and he motions out like 5 yards directly to his right or left, right? That triggers the defense. Now, if you got him man, you can't be in the A gap. You got to get your ass out and go get. So it triggers the defense and gives the quarterback an indicator of what's going on. We don't even use those things. Like, we don't have the very basic, like the trendy things to do. In the NFL, we don't use those things. And so this is an adjustment issue with the Texans. If the game plan is good, hey, man, they're going to be hard to beat. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, you're going to come into a game, whether it's to start the game or it's coming out at half, the other teams are going to have a good game plan or they're going to adjust, and then your ability to adjust is ultimately what's going to dictate whether you have a good outing or not. And the Texans are just not.
Yeah, because they can go 4, 3, 4, 5 possessions in a row. Where they just They get nothing accomplished. And that, you know, those are scary, scary things in the playoffs. All right, coming up as we continue, let's get to our Man Eye Institute player of the game. You can text yours in 713-5724-610. Who are your players of the game? We'll do
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a victory Monday as the Texans get their seventh straight victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. As we do after each and every game, we look at our players of the week. By the way, if you missed D'Amico earlier today, he spoke to the media. He will speak again right after we get done because the coach's show gets in at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, so be locked and loaded as D'Amico Ryans will go in more depth about the game yesterday and get ready for that quick turnaround against the Chargers, which is a huge, huge AFC playoff ramification game coming up on Saturday. So be listening, waiting for D'Amico as he gets through the coach's show coming up at 5 o'clock later on today. But let's do our Man Eye Institute players of the game. The Man Eye Institute player of the game, sponsored by guess who? Man Eye Institute. See life better. Who is your player of the game, Clint Sterner?
I'm going to go with Derek Stingley. And when you get your fourth pick of the year. You're out all week. There's a chance you may not play. You come out and you make the play that ultimately wins the game, if we're being honest. I mean, if you don't score that defensive touchdown, you're going to have a problem keeping up given what was going on versus the Raiders on Sunday. So I'm going to go with Derek Stingley Jr., man. Not only does he get the pick, he gets the pick six, his first pick six of his career, and it swung the game in a major way. And this is – this, I know it was the Raiders, but this is going to end up being a much more important game as we look back on the season and how the playoff picture unfolds. And so that was a game you had to have, and he set the tone immediately. So I got to go with Derek Stingley Jr., man.
Yep. And, boy, there was a thought that he might not play, right? He didn't practice all week. Neither did Woody Marks. Woody Marks didn't play, and he was able to play. And it was a great play, too. There were some moments where I was like, ooh, I can't believe that guy got away from Derek. But the biggest play of the game was an amazing play. He's playing the receiver to the outside, and then he comes off of that receiver and goes up there, and Geno kind of makes an errant throw, and then, bam, he picks it off. And not just pick it off, Clint, he takes it back. And the way that this offense was playing, you know, that who knows if they stick that in. If he gets touchdown, or if he doesn't take that to the house, who knows if that becomes three instead of seven? It wasn't a guarantee that that team and that offense, the way they were playing yesterday against the Raiders defense, that they would turn that into seven. So big game for the All Pro, Mr. Derek Stingley Jr. Tyler, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I went with young Jalen Petrie, 6 tackles, 1 assist, but more than anything, I remember he had a big tipped ball that broke up a pass that the Raiders had in the second half on a long 3rd down, jumped up in the air, barely got his fingertips on it, but made the pass go out of bounds, incomplete, looked like it was going to be a 1st down otherwise, and who knows what happens at that point. So I'm going with Jalen Petrie.
Jalen Petrie's playing at a Pro Bowl level. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. He missed those 3 games. By the way, don't love the red helmet cover.
It looked worse, didn't it?
Yeah, the other ones don't look. The blue one doesn't. The red one, that felt a little different.
I thought the same on the guard.
But I'm with you. Hey, to hell with that safety.
Scott wasn't a fan either.
It's about safety. To hell with that with the safety. But that red one kind of jumped out a little bit more. The other ones I don't notice as much. That red one.
Looked like a bobblehead running around.
What is that? There. What is that cartoon where the guys hit that the big, like huge heads?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's
Jack in a Box.
That's what it reminds me of. I can't remember the kind. I can't remember what that cartoon is, but just they have enormous head. Not Jimmy Neutron. Is that it?
It might be. I mean, they did have big heads.
Yeah, that may be
Neutron.
What I'm thinking of. Yeah, but yeah, man, that thing looked like it was. It looked like it was about 2 or 3 sizes bigger than the blue. I don't know why. Like, I thought he had a parachute was gonna fly the hell up out of that damn thing or to the roof. And meet Toro up there. All right, my Man Eye Institute player of the game is Nico Collins. You know, you wish they could have got the ball in his hands more, but Clint, he was able to not only make the big catch to seal it and make plays as he led the team in receiving yards, but I know some were controversial and some people thought they were ticky-tack, but Clint, they had nothing going on 3rd downs, and he forced officials and players, the corners, to get overly physical with him to force PI calls that most definitely extended both drives, right? Led to a touchdown, and the other one led to them. 3rd and 20, you got nothing going on. CJ just drops back in his own end zone and throws it up. And at this point, man, you're up 2, and you can punt, and you're thinking, all right, the Raiders just got to get a 1st down or 2 potentially. What Tommy Townsend does, and you got losing a game in jeopardy on 3rd and 20, and he goes up there and enforces 2 PI calls that come up huge. So Nico Collins for me was a player of the game.
Well, I don't doubt it one bit. That's a really good one. I mean, you look at the plays that he made. You know, there's a few layups that were missed coming his direction, but you look at the plays that were made. The back shoulder, that was a big gain earlier on in the game. Then obviously the one that put the nail in the coffin for the Raiders. I mean that is why, guys, I am so adamant about moving Nico Collins around and doing more to make sure that he's targeted, make sure that he's freed up, make sure he's getting that release, make sure CJ's looking that direction. Because, I mean, when the ball goes his direction, good things happen.
Yep.
Flat out. Whether he makes the catch or you get a PI or you just simply have your best player that is a tremendous wide receiver, you have him in the mix, and they've got to find a way to do more of it.
CJ was, and we could talk about Nico a little bit more this week, but it did look like CJ was a little bit more of the, yeah, I know y'all just stand, because they're just standing a safety over there behind the corner, just standing a safety. number 20, I believe it was just standing right there the entire time. And it worked some of the times, but on those plays, the two PIs and the ball where he hits him to really seal it, where he goes up and makes the catch between them both, CJ said to hell with it. I'm gonna throw it over there anyway and give him a shot, and not just by your alignment, take out my best player. Now, I'd like for them to get more than four catches in the game, but still, well,
but
those
it's not
plays.
Even because a lot of people say, "Oh, we had nine targets. What the hell you want?" I mean, I want things to be a little easier. I want him to impact the game and catch a back shoulder and catch a ball that is 10 guys in the NFL are going up and catching over DBs to end the game. Like, those are things that you do when the game's on the line and my man goes and makes that money. Throughout the game, I want to see more of those layups and free throws go to him. Now, this is not a good game for me to make that point because your quarterback missed two of those layups and free throws that were schemed up wide open for him. Hell, Nico could have had 7-8 catches on 9 targets, but we missed a couple of them. So now's not the best time to make that point, but I still believe it needs to be made.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, weekend's best, weekend's worst. What was your weekend's best? And what was your weekend's worst? We'll look at that coming up as we continue right here live on a Victory Monday and a Reaction Monday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the drive.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Victory Monday, Reaction Monday here on The Drive. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Text yours in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well with your thoughts. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'll start with the best. My weekend's best was, I know some of you all may not be ready for this one, but that damn Trevor Lawrence, especially based off the conversation we had. I mean, I'm sure, Tyler, you probably, most of you are still there with the Jacksonville thing.
Duval.
Hey, listen, I'm a fan of of potential great players or just athletes in general figuring things out, Clint. And he looks like he's figured some things out. And Trevor Lawrence, and they've been putting it together here lately. They've been on a roll too. Maybe not 7 in a row like the Texans, but they've won their fair share. Maybe they're at 5 or 6 in a row right now. And I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose that game to Denver. And they were the better team, and he clearly was the better player at quarterback in that game. 4 total touchdowns, 0 turnovers. And if you watch it, it wasn't just the touchdowns and the turnovers, Clint. It was he's just not making the mistakes that he used to make. He is taking what they're giving him, and he looked really, really, really good. So shout out to Trevor Lawrence yesterday as they go into Denver and win double digits, 2 scores, and they were in control of that thing the entire way. And he was the best player on the field. Didn't get rattled against that Denver defense, which can be very, very good. That pressure. And Trevor Lawrence, this is the best, without a doubt, we've ever seen Trevor Lawrence.
Well, Trevor Lawrence or the Jaguars, this is a tough day for the Tylers and the Clints of the world after what we discussed last week on radio. They go out there and not only beat Denver, but 34-17. Good God.
Yeah.
I mean, 34 versus that defense. Now, I hadn't seen the highlights. I hadn't watched the film. But that's a hell of a performance by them, especially with the division on the line. I mean, that's a game that as Texans fans, we needed the Denver Broncos to win that game to put us in the driver's seat to get a home playoff game, to win the division for the 3rd time in a row, and to get a home playoff game. Well, it didn't happen, and Trevor Lawrence made sure of it. So, yeah, I would say as hard as it is to discuss, I would say that's one of the weekend's best for sure.
Yeah. What's your weekend's best?
I'm going to go with Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. I think both of those guys have caught a ton of flack. Mike Tomlin supposedly being on the hot seat, needing Pittsburgh to get rid of him, and all the negative talk about Mike Tomlin. Then he goes out there and gets Aaron Rodgers. We know the baggage that comes with Aaron Rodgers, the negativity that comes with Aaron Rodgers, and those two guys have made it work to the tune of a 9-6 record. They beat the Detroit Lions 29-24. Once again, Mike Tomlin has locked in an above 500 record in the NFL for another season. And look, I'm fans of both of these guys, and I know both of them have been. Had caught a lot of negative press lately, and so it's good to see those guys go out there and get it done. Although it was in dramatic fashion, versus Detroit. They beat a good NFC team that's not as good this year as they have been, but that's still a good football team that they went and beat.
You got to start to put this thing is wide open. You got to start to put them in a position where you're like, can they go? Are they that different from the Texans in terms of their opportunity, their chances to make a run in the AFC with the how wide open the AFC? They went into Detroit. Detroit's got to have that game. And something has happened with the Steelers defense. Like we sit there, and they did it without TJ Watt. Something has happened with the Steelers defense where here lately against Baltimore, they played a lot better than they did before. Against Miami, who had been playing decent, they took Tua out. They got him benched. And then what they did yesterday against Detroit, you got to look at them a little bit different. They are playing a lot better. All right, my weekend's worst, weekend's best, weekend's worst. My weekend's worst is the Notre Dame Believers. Like by the time the weekend ended, Clint, I thought they'd have beat Brady's Patriots.
Notre Dame, supposed to be a rep for university, right?
I won't say the Chiefs. I know some of you have problems.
Well, what were they ranting and raving about? Oh, the Miami Hurricanes won.
Oh,
Alabama.
No,
won.
It was started Friday. Oh my God, that game was 17-0. Notre Dame would have beat both these teams, right? Notre Dame should have been over Alabama. Then Alabama started to come back. Then it wasn't. Oh, okay, never mind. No, it was Notre Dame would have beat both of these teams. They'd have beat Alabama, and they would have beat Oklahoma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the game with Miami and A&M. They'd have beat both of these teams, too. They'd have beat both these teams by 40. They'd have beat, except they lost to both of them. Yeah, but that was the first 2 weeks of the season. Well, what the hell are we supposed to do? Look at the Pitt game? Look at the Army game? Like the Notre Dame believers, and I'll be honest, I didn't see our guy Sean Pendergast really joining
in
that.
Lean into it.
But I mean, that was so annoying. That was so no man. Nobody knows what y'all would have done. Hell, y'all have lost to Georgia too if y'all had to play a third game against Georgia and Atlanta. No, man. I just hated that, boy. Just, all right, any way this outcome comes out, here comes these. Notre Dame would have beat all these teams. They'd have beat the 07 Patriots, what they would have said. So the Notre Dame believers, that was my weekend's worst. Your weekend's worst.
Well, I mean, I'm going to need your help on this one, but the Rockets messing the bed again last night. Sacramento, one of the worst teams in basketball. I know it's early in the season.
It's been a good run here lately.
But one of the worst teams in basketball hits a couple of shots late to get into overtime and then knocks one down with 2.2 seconds left.
Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, he had a good game too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just overall, I don't have any in-depth analysis. I just overall, the Rockets with who we are right now, following up the loss to the Pelicans.
They beat the Nuggets. Then they go on the road and beat the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And then listen, it was a back to back, right? It was a back to back. They played the Nuggets on Saturday night, and then they go back and play Sacramento. But damn, man, still blowing a lead again, and just letting Dennis Schroeder do you in. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow there, man. That's a tough watch. Hopefully Durant and Udoka can get this thing back right.
Yeah, text line coming through. DK Metcalf, weekend's worst. Punching the fan.
He was on my weekend's worst, but I decided to go a different route. Didn't want to draw attention to it.
I mean, he's gonna get suspended for that, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you would think so. Just because, I mean, when I first heard the story, I didn't see the video. I thought, how did he get close to a fan? Well, hell,
he said it was a slur. He said there was a slur that was yelled at him. Those fans are denying that. For both parties there on what's been said there. But yeah, I mean, the way that Jim and Tony boy, oh my God. Like, they lost their mind. Well, who was it? I believe it was, speaking of Jacksonville, there was a bunch of players that walked over to the fans, and they looked like they were about to pull some guys down. That's the last time. It was years ago. That was the last time I remember, like, football players going over to the stands and football players about to like, get busy with fans. Yeah, no, he's gone. He must have really lost it. Cause there was a lot of time from him to get from where he was on the sideline all the way over to the wall to maybe come back on that decision. And he did not. He went over there.
Even when he had Buddy by his shirt,
he still had time to let go
and just walked off. Not been a big deal, but the punch or whatever it was,
the pull to the smush that he's gonna get. What you got coming up?
It's a Reaction Monday, baby. We got a Texans win to react to, and may shock some people, man. I'm not overly concerned with what I saw, I'll leave it there. We'll discuss and discuss. Also, by the way, North Shore Mustangs right up the street here over on the east side, they won a state championship. My boy Willie Gasson's going to call in and tell us about that state championship right there over Duncanville. That was a monster win. Some love to my high school Texas high school coaches and Texas high school programs out there. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.